Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. And this morning I have Andrea Joy with me. And I'm going to be asking Andrea a couple baseline questions, like I always do. And then she's going to be asking me questions about my money story. And I have a huge announcement in the, when she interviews me, I have a huge announcement for you guys. Actually, two huge announcements related to this episode. So be prepared for that. And so without further ado, I'm going, Miss Andrea, take it away.
Hi, Wen. My name is Andrea, and I run a blog. It's savingjoyfully.com. My blog is basically to help other people through some financial mistakes that I made in the past and share some of the things that I found over the years that helped me with my money. So I like to also interview others on their money story because I believe that connecting with other people is very important, and learning from other people's money mistakes is also helpful in learning to manage our finances. So thank you again.
Exactly.
For
I agree. Thank you for accepting my invitation. How I met Andrea was via Twitter. And what was the first thing I did? Read her blog on how to get rid of student loan. I'm like, yeah, really? When you took the subject matter that's bringing you down slash all the rest of you down. I'm like, really? That's because she had it pinned to the top of a profile. I didn't take out student loan, but she had that one pinned to the top of a profile, and I'm like, really? And I told her that, and she started laughing at me on Twitter. She's like, really? Really? Yeah, that's only because I'm sending myself back to journalism school right now, and I need it. Advice on that one. So, Andrea, if you had to be educated by anyone inside or outside your field, who would it be and why?
What was that?
If you had to be educated by anyone inside or outside your field, who would it be and why?
I guess it would have to do a lot with finances. And I found that there are a couple of people that have really inspired me as far as my finances go. One of those people is Dave Ramsey. I'm sure you've heard his story. He went through a lot of financial struggles himself, which inspired what he does today as well. And I like the fact that he's very real about his story and sharing with others how he was able to turn around his life after those bad money decisions that he made.
Well, for those of you that haven't heard about Dave Ramsey is a huge financial guru in the financial space, and he helps other people. He's got a million books, slash, I think, a podcast, and he talks about the snowball method, which means pay off your smallest debt first, and then obviously go to your larger debt. So some people are not fans of him. I happen to be a fan of him, and I'll be explaining why I'm a fan of him in this episode when Andrea interviews me. So, Andrea, what is your deepest life regret?
It would definitely have to do with my financial mistakes that I made in college. A lot of these were basically because I didn't know how to manage my finances. It wasn't talked about when I was younger. Nobody ever really gave me any guidance on the use of credit cards and things like that. So I made a lot of bad decisions starting out. and setting yourself up for failure when you're young is very hard to overcome in the future.
And then you get these tingles at colleges where they give you credit cards. Bad advice. You get these stickers with the credit cards too, and then you sign up for all these credit cards at the nice student interest rate. Bad advice. I think people should stop doing that.
I agree. And that's why I like to educate young people especially on what they should be doing with their finances and what they should be
doing. Yes. And so how are you going to work with people with disabilities? Has that ever crossed your mind? Because disabilities,
Hello? Hello? When?